in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the rain.
We're taking court.
I am. No matter how I feel, I am. No matter what I see, I am. No matter the circumstance, I am. No matter what may come, I am. No matter what I see ahead, I am. No matter what people say about me, I am. But God designed me to be. Somebody ought to raise your voice and say, me to be. JJ, no matter what they say about me, no matter what I see ahead of me, I am what God designed me to be. I'm a designer's original. I'm tailor-made. I wish I would open up and give Jesus a prayer right there. Hey, I am. I'm a designer's original. I am. I'm not waiting. I am. By his stripes, I am. I'm living in the I am. I praise in the I am. I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Come on, everybody get up. Come on. Bell Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
One of my favorite songs by the Jackson 7 Edge. I love it when Huey stepped up to the mic and said this. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? How many of y'all love that song? I love it. I love it.
Oh Lord, lead me.
Oh Lord,
oh, Lord.
Won't you lead me?
Please,
my Father. Lead me. If you lead me,
if you lead me, I'll be able to stand.
Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Oh Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Oh please Lord, that's what I tell the Lord. I tell him, Lord, I'm your child, Lord. Won't you lead me? Oh Lord, if you lead me,
I'll be able
to stand. Ain't got time to sing like I want to, but every now and then I go down my knees, I tell the Lord, I say, lead me.
Oh Lord,
I tell the Lord, I say, lead me, lead me. I know you can if you will,
Lord.
I'm your child, I need you to lead me. I'm out here. The Lord to lead you back. I tell the Lord, I tell him to lead me. Y'all come on and clap those hands. Oh, my Lord. Lord, you know that I'm your child. And I'm doing the best that I can. While my way is so hard, you know I just don't. I travel from place to place. Many times I'm treated so bad. When I sit and think about, I came as a friend that I never had. Oh, Lord, I need you to hold my hand. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Oh, Lord, I need
15 minutes. 15.
Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high, the shelter, or help is nigh. Careth,
these are disciples, y'all.
Nigh than we perish. Oh. All he had to say was, peace be still,
peace be still.
Oh,
peace be still.
God, we need your peace tonight.
Peace be still.
Oh,
oh,
oh, oh, with us. Woo! We need your peace in our homes. We need it, Jesus. Can I get a witness to wave in your hand tonight? If you need it, Father, we need it in our schools, Jesus. We need it in our jobs. God, we need it in Jackson, Mississippi.
You're not leaving the same way you came.
glory for peace. I don't need no selfish worshipers, but can you give God glory, not for your peace, but for somebody sitting next to you, that when I lift up my hand, I'm petitioning God, don't just move for me, but move on everybody on my road. Somebody shout! Somebody clap your hand, open up your mouth and give God the best praise.
Thus saith the Spirit of the Lord.
said it'll keep happening. But look now, it's really happening. You thought was impossible.
Yeah.
You say yes, now he's on a roll. Yeah. Blessings keep stacking. Warfare you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak it unfolds. Having you say help, he's backing up up there. Whatever you say help, backing up there, yeah. Speak whatever you want. What you've been dreaming, you've got it. And don't doubt it.
I need you on your feet tonight. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Like he said he would.
Hey.
He performed miracles just like he said he would.
Hey.
He performed miracles just like he said he would.
Hey.
I need you to clap your hands if you know God has not forgotten about you.
People for miracles.
People for miracles.
People for miracles.
People for miracles.
I'm standing in need. I know I don't call you like I used to, but I need you to wrap your loving arms around me. This world is going through some things, and it's getting a little too hard to bear. We searched all over for the remedy, but it looked like we can't find it nowhere. And then I remember you said, my family too, but it is in time.
Live without him.
Hallelujah.
I worship,
adore you
forever. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
I worship you forever, ever.
Woke
up this morning. First thing I do.
Reach my hand toward the sky.
I'm honoring you. I turn up. Got my sword and shield.
Cause it's real in the field.
Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
But you act so sure you think you too good.
Not none of the time doing what I'm supposed to do today.
Thank you, I can't pray to my God.
Hell am I? Got no time for gossiping. I'm focused on
sign of the judgment.
Ooh.
I see a sign of the judgment.
Ooh.
And listen, God said
you
you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail.
Yeah, my daddy seen him, my mama seen him, grandmama seen him, my auntie seen him, my daughter seen him. Tears of the generation, they drop on the mausoleum. Steps in this warfare like the sands of the Colosseum. Can't trust my emotions, feelings coming, then feelings go. Searching for a sign because we buy when they sell us hope. Looking beyond the stars through the lens of a telescope. We really want a genie, not a god that'll tell us no. Think about it, if we could control God, we would string him up. Puppet masters manipulating what he could touch. Just need somebody that we could trust. I promise prayer really works, just not the way that you think it does. Yeah.
I know the same face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same face, but you never fail. You never fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't always understand God's reasons. I just know it's hard to understand them in dry seasons. Guess I gotta wrestle with the facts and SOS when I feel trapped. Don't wanna hear another song about my season. I just wanna lock into engage with the weary minds. Dive into the deep with broken and teary eyes. I just gotta wrestle with the skeptics while I listen to the questions. Like all those years of oppression, man, where was God? I get it though. If God would fix everything, that would make him appealing. But since he can, but he doesn't, that makes him a villain. Dang, I'm in my feelings. Shit. Cause I ain't got all the answers, but I can't walk away. Nah.
I know the same face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail.
In the Bible days, God told Noah to build an ark. How many know about that? You already know the story. He told him how to build it. He told him what to build it with. Huh? And he told Noah that it's going to rain after a while. And a lot of folks didn't pay Noah no mind, but Noah kept on building on the ark. See, when God give you a mission, you're not supposed to stop. You got to keep on building. They didn't believe Noah, but after a while, the rain started to fall.
Cheering,
it's gonna rain.
There's safety in the building. Cheering.
they just can't know him no matter. They just can't. But you know what Noah did? Noah went and got his family. He got the animals two by two. He got the ox and the camel and the kangaroo. Noah looked at his family and said, come on. wonderful change in my life.
Come on, church. Let's make a joyful noise. Sing about the Holy. listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure on this wonderful Tuesday, April the 18th, 2023. And thank God for another Tuesday as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We are right at 22 minutes after the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, live, it's Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. And joining them this morning with their guest speaker, he's back again. I'm speaking of Pastor Michael Austin, pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, that's 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. That's coming up the bottom of the hour. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music here from Studios 1 and 2 out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. Very pleasant. Good Tuesday morning. To God be the glory.
When I pray, yes, Lord, I keep you in mind. And I want people all across the world to know that if you don't know anything else about me, if you don't know anything else about K2, I want you to know that we believe in the power of prayer. Oh! And I want you to know tonight that if you ever need a prayer partner, a prayer minister, I want you to know that you can depend on us to take you to God in prayer. And before I start singing this song tonight, can I ask you a question? Y'all ain't talking back to me. Can I ask you a question tonight? And I promise I won't be long. Won't God hear you? Won't God hear you? Won't God answer you? Fellas, y'all give me that lick and stay in with me this time. Woo. I'm telling you, I can't wait to go all across the world and just encourage the saints with these words. When you pray, just believe. When you pray, just believe. When you pray, just believe. When you pray, my Lord, just believe. If you ask him to do it, just know he through hell and high water.
you've been discouraged. The devil's been beating you up all year long. And you're looking for God to give you an end of the year miracle. I need somebody back behind me to say God can do that.
God can do it.
I mean, can God do it?
Yes, he will.
I mean, God can step in even when it seems like it's the last moment for you. And I'm here to tell you, because I'm here to tell you tonight that I believe in the word of God. I believe that if we ask it, it'll be given unto us. And what I'm asking God to do tonight is to supernaturally and super quickly meet your need tonight. Let's go. Just
believe.
I wish I could sing it the way I feel it.
All right. He's always on time. Yes, we're talking about Jesus Christ. God bless you and thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning, April the 18th, 2023. We are right at the bottom of the hour. And that was my good friend, and many of you may know him and may not, but that's Pastor Darrell Pettister and company. And not only they can sing, he can sing, but he's an awesome, awesome preacher as well. That's Pastor Darrell Pettister. All right, well, they're standing by live, ready to come forth with the word of God. I'm speaking of Pastor Gladys Smith, along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. And joining them this morning with guest speaker, Pastor Michael Austin of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Now, let's join Pastor Michael Austin back again with the Word of God, and we welcome you back, Pastor Austin. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kearney, my good friend. It's so good to hear your voice on this morning. Truly, it is a great and beautiful day to be alive. And I certainly hope that someone, that all of us who are listening, have stopped at some point and just thank God for the day that he's allowed us to live in and see. But this is a day that he has made. We must all make up our minds, and we should all be moved to rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that when he woke you up this morning, he didn't wake you up for defeat. He woke you up for victory. So whatever it is that's trying you today, amen, give God praise in the midst of it, amen, because he didn't say the weapon wouldn't form, but he did tell us that it would not prosper. I thank God for it. Listen, this morning we are really happy and we're delighted and excited again to be coming to you by airway, amen. We give God praise for, amen, Apostle Watkins for allowing us to share in on this platform with Christian Life. Amen. But before we go any further, I want to pause right now. We want to have prayer. And as we go into prayer, we're going to be coming from the book of Hosea this morning, Hosea chapter 4. We're going to be coming from Hosea chapter 4 this morning. So as we pray, amen, you can get your places and we'll be ready, amen, as soon as we finish praying. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, we give you glory. We give you, God, for another day. Lord, thank you, God, because, Lord, I realize that it was no good that I have done, but it's simply because of your grace and your mercy is the only reason why I'm still living right now. Oh, God, I have not merited, nor have I been able to, Lord, buy or be able to earn anything from you, God. You simply love me beyond me. And, God, thank you, Father God, for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. Now, God, as we come to you this morning, God, I pray, God, now that as I come and as I do the duties that you have called me to do, and the Lord, I speak over the airways to many who will be listening. Lord, I pray now, God, Lord, you will take over me. Lord, that you will come in. God, you will let my voice be your voice. Let my thoughts become your thoughts, Father God. And, Lord, I pray, God, Lord, that you would just use me as a vessel to pour out, God, the word of God this morning, that someone, God, will know that you're still God. And, Father God, you're still in charge. Oh, God, we give you glory, God. And we pray right now, God, that you make us ready, God, for what you're going to do. Articulate my speech. And, Father God, now I yield. Holy Ghost, I yield. Have your way. Father God, now, God, I pray now, God, that after all of these things we've said in this segment, Father God, I pray that your word will continue to be glorified. And your people will be edified and hell forever terrified that your name is yet great in this wicked and adulterous land. Now, God, we give you glory and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my brothers, my sisters, as you have turned to Hosea chapter 4, I believe the Holy Ghost is leading me here this morning. It's been something that's troubling and disturbing my spirit for the last couple of weeks. If you have a TV and you've been watching the news, you will have seen that it is being bombarded. The news has been overwhelming with these senseless shootings and young people, young lady the other day, I think she was 14, 15 years old, gunned down, and young people are being killed at the hand, amen, of people with guns, amen, over evil and malicious intent. My brother, my sister, it is a time now that we know what the word of God is saying to us, and we get in a place in God, amen, that we know that we are protected. Amen. You just can't know about him. You got to know him. You got to have a relationship with him, amen, in order, amen, to walk in the total safety of God. This morning, I'm going to attempt to bring out some things because for every problem that we have on this earth, God has an answer. And many times, there has always been Holy Written. They have written already about things that we are dealing with to let us know that the Bible is never out of date. The Bible has already spoken to what we're getting ready to do or what's going to happen. Amen. We're just living life. Amen. Throughout, amen. The word of God is revealed, and the word of God is coming to pass. Because truly, when all things come to pass, Jesus will come back. Let's go to Hosea. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land by swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery. They break all restraints with bloodshed, upon bloodshed. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Now let no man contend or rebuke another, for your people are like those who contend with the priests. They should stumble in the day, the prophet shall also stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. My people, here it is, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. I want to stop right there. There's another chew on this morning. My brothers, my sisters, this chapter is a indictment, if you will, of charges that God is responding to the prophet Hosea of the problem that he has against Israel and their conduct towards him. For Israel at this time was commingling with other gods and doing things that they shouldn't do, indulging in things that they should not do. And God and the priest was not preaching nor teaching with the conviction and the authority that the word will have us to do. Now let me go here with the priest. Now and today, preachers, it is no other way than that for us to preach than to preach and to teach with all conviction, and preaching and teaching the word of God like it's our last time. Isaiah said, cry loud and spare not. Lift up our voices like a trumpet. Show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. And I know, my brothers and sisters, it's not popular right now among the priesthood to preach hell, fire, and brimstone. We tend to think that those messages are too hard, and we call them judgment messages, where we say, y'all judging me, and we call those messages, they're too hard. So now, because there are those who don't want to lose their church, or don't want to lose their compensation, or don't want to fall out of the clique where everybody likes you, we preach watered down and teach watered down messages to make people feel good about themselves. But here's the tragedy in that: you on your way to hell and taking them with you. Because my brothers, my sisters, listen, God is not one that we want to try to play with. He is God, and he is God. Yes, he's patient. He's loving, but he's also a jealous God. He also will stand by his word, on his word, and he will carry out, amen, the actions of his word. And tragedy has struck in our land. Everything is happening and falling apart. And people are looking for somewhere to run to. I'm convinced that the drug dealers and those who are doing malicious things in the world, I'm convinced that if a man or woman of God would just stand up and lift up Jesus, stand up and preach and teach like they should preach and teach, I'm convinced that if mom and daddy stop trying to be girls with your daughters and be boys with your father and be the parents that you're supposed to be, I'm convinced that if Christ be in your home and you're teaching your children about Christ, train them up in the way they should go, I'm convinced, my brothers, my sisters, that they would come to the Lord. But because they see us at church, they see us doing one thing while saying another, there is no fear of God. There is nothing that is pushing them to want to become like God, because they're looking at those who are carrying the word of God, who say they are saved, who say they are Holy Ghost filled. They're looking at those and seeing us doing any and everything that they're doing, and they're asking the question, why should I come to church? Because you all are doing the same thing that we're doing. This is somewhat like the charge that God brought to Hosea about Israel, because they had started doing things that was not of God, and God was coming to them, letting them know, these are the consequences of going against my word. He said in the second verse, by swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. My brothers, my sisters, there's a reason why we're seeing all this chaos in the world, because everybody wants to do what everybody wants to do. But there needs to be somebody who's going to stand up and call truth to the table and let people know, no, listen, it's not a question of where God is. He's always where he's always been. He's on his throne, superintending the affairs of man. Don't need to ask where he's at, because he said he would be with you even to the end of the earth. He's keeping his promise, but we're failing to keep our vows. My brother, my sister, how you know, Pastor, he's keeping his promise? Well, I know he's keeping his promise because this morning when you didn't deserve to get up, he woke you up. And then he gave you something that you couldn't give yourself. According to the book of Malachi, yes, brand new mercies he bestowed upon you today, because you used up all your mercies on yesterday. Yeah, the Bible says he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. God is going to be who he is, amen, but the question comes, are you who he wants you to be? That's a question today, and we find that, listen, if you're not who he wants you to be, then you become a stumbling block to those who are sitting under your tutelage. Let me go on here, because this is what he says in the fourth verse. Let's see. In the sixth verse, he said, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, for the lack of knowing who I am, for the lack of being taught of my ways, the lack of being taught of my expectations, the lack of being taught the unadulterated word of God, the lack of the word of God, and the word of God being enforced in our church houses." It's a shame, my brother, my sister, when you would take your constitution, your bylaws, which is the rules that you wrote, and you try to hold them over the word. No, that's backwards. That's backwards. Amen. Because it is not the word that lines up with your rules. It's your rules that have to line up with the word of God. And that the people are now, it's more or less, if we say on Sunday, this is the Lord's house, but in your operation, you operate like it's your house. You got things that you want certain to do and certain others not to do. You want this one and that one, that role, that one and this role. Amen. Even to the point to where you even try to critique and choose the preachers that will satisfy your flesh. This is not of God. Amen. For if you want God, amen, to be in the midst, if you want to have the knowledge of God, then we have to come to this matter, amen, that I'm wrong, but he's always right. And whenever there is a question of who's right or who's wrong, amen, it's not for you to argue your point on what you think Scripture interprets. Go to the Scripture and see what the Scripture says. And what the Scripture says, that's exactly what it is. People are perishing for the lack of knowledge. Amen. The lack of knowledge. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs that the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. Amen. Not a fear that he's a ghost or whatnot, but a fear to know that, listen, this man has my life in his hand. This man can turn my heart off if he wants to. He can stop me from breathing, and I'll fall dead. This man is the one who wakes me up in the morning, who tells my heart to beat and pump blood all over my body, who tells my brain, how to take in air, discharge air, who gives me two lungs. He is the man who made me. He is. And someone who made me, who knew all about me, who knows the end and the beginnings of me, who can take my life if he so desires, or he can give it to me in the length of longevity. Amen. My knowledge of him, amen. Yes. I respect, I fear, I reverence him because he is God, amen, and I am his creation. Listen, but what has happened, my brothers, my sisters, is that we have come to a point in the world today to where we want everybody to be happy. Amen. People don't think they're being taught or preached to if the preacher don't have a hoop or if you don't have a holler. If you don't have a if you don't have a ha, amen, he can't preach. But let me tell you something. If he ain't saying nothing between the and the ha, you still as in bad shape as you were when you got to church because you don't know what or ha means. Amen. We got to teach and preach what the word says. And when you teach and preach what the word says, some people are not going to like it, amen, because the Bible says, amen, that we live in a day of time now where they will not endure sound doctrine. No. That's what Paul told Timothy. They won't endure sound doctrine. They'll reject sound doctrine because everybody wants something, amen, to tickle their ears and to make them feel good about themselves and make them feel like they are the next best thing to Jesus, to make them feel like they're walking in tulip gardens, that their feet never get nasty, their breath never stinks. They want to act as if though they're walking, amen, with Jesus already, but the devil is a liar. My brothers and my sisters, amen. The Bible tells us, amen, we got to renew our minds. We have to do this thing on a daily basis, amen, because we deal with some stuff. Come on, Christians, talk back to me. Amen. It's time we stop acting like since I came to Christ, I don't have no challenges. Since I came to Christ, I don't have to fight no habits that I gave up coming back to me. Don't act like you don't have bad days and you don't answer your phone every day, praise the Lord. Sometimes you don't want to talk to nobody. Sometimes you get caught up in your feelings. Talk back to me, Christians. Amen. We got to be straight up 100 with these people that we are trying to draw to Christ and let them know just because you come to Christ, amen, he will, amen, he's able to take away, and he can take away your problems, amen, but sometimes the things that we go through are things that we created, and you got to go through the process, amen, of going through, amen, and coming out. And just because you come to Christ don't mean that there won't be no trials and tribulations. Don't mean that you still won't have to deal and pay for some stuff that you've done. It does not mean, amen, that life owes you anything because it's never been about you. It's about Jesus. Amen. And he came for you to have life and have it more abundantly, but you cannot have what he's offering if you're not going to live according to his will. My brothers and my sisters, it is a time now, amen. All these children, amen, babies are being shot down and killed. Mothers and fathers, amen, we have a job to do. Amen. We have a job to do. We can't put everything on what the preacher and the church haven't done because if you ain't teaching none in your house, amen, they're still miserable. Amen. They're still miserable because if you ain't teaching none in your house and you let everything go on in your house, they get the church, they confused. Amen, because they see you one way in church and then you something else when you get home. No, when you train them up in the way they should go, amen, that means that your training is a hands-on training. That means that your training is not what you say all the time out your mouth, but what you say out your mouth, you got to then walk it with your walk. When you train them, amen, you got to make sure that if you tell them to say the word, they got to see you in the word. They got to see you praying, see you fasting, see you calling on Jesus. Amen. Don't just pray for your children. Pray with your children. Amen. This is a day and time, my brothers and sisters, where God is getting ready, amen, to make his arrival. Jesus is soon to come back. And I'm telling you, we are living a time now that is a perilous time and a dangerous time. And we need to know, amen, our soul is anchored in the Lord. I got 8 minutes. Let me move over here. I need to get somewhere else. Listen, he says, your people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge, because there's no teaching of the word of God. We're teaching. I don't know what's going on now. People want to know about everything else. Amen. Want to know about how to live my best life. How to gain wealth. How to gain more health. I don't care how many gyms you join. Amen. Your body is going to do a flip flop on you. Amen. Because this body you're living in, Paul said, it is a temporary house. And with this earth and house of this tabernacle can be dissolved, the question is, have you made reservations for, amen, a prepared building made by God? Amen. Listen, you cannot build it upon your wealth, amen, because you can't buy your way into heaven. Amen. You can't buy your way, amen, into salvation. Amen. You got to give your life to Jesus. Listen, and it says, but you have rejected knowledge. You have rejected knowledge. We have a people. We have an understanding now. There are those that wants to be informed. You want to be informed to be intellectual enough to be able to talk the scriptures, but you don't want to be transformed to walk in the scriptures. Listen, God ain't calling us for insights to be informed. He's calling for us to be transformed, amen, from an old life of sin and to a life of salvation, amen, so we can walk with him, amen, and talk with him without sin and malice in the way. Listen, he said, but because you have rejected knowledge, because you have rejected knowing me, because you have failed, amen, to know what I require, because you have failed to do what I've asked you to do, because you have deviated from my law to go your own way, he says, because you have rejected knowledge, I will also, listen, reject you from being priests for me. He's talking to the priest. Since you can't preach what I tell you to preach, since you want to make everybody happy and you don't want to preach what I say preach, amen. He said, I will reject you from even being my priest. I wonder how many preachers show up on Sunday morning to get in that pulpit, and you're preaching, amen, you're preaching, and you've been fired, and you don't even know it. How many are putting on the anointing, amen, when the anointing door is closed because God is no more dealing with you in that way because you are failing and you are resisting to preach what needs to be preached and to preach what wants to be preached by the people. My God, listen. Is that because you have, and he goes on to say, because you have forgotten the law of God, I will forget your children. This is what is sad right here, is that did you not know that because you walk in disobedience, parents, preachers, teachers, because we walk in disobedience, we walk contrary to the will of God, do you not know that our action could cause our children to have to pay? He said, because you have forgotten the law of God, I will forget your children. The more, and he goes on to say, the more they increase, the more sin against me, I will change that glory into shame. Listen, people, this is God talking. Amen. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their hearts on their iniquity, and it shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. For they will eat, they shall eat, but not have enough. They shall commit harlotry, but not increase, because they have ceased obeying the Lord. Do you see the penalty here for not obeying the Lord, for not carrying out his word, for not studying to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed? Do you see the penalty that we are facing, amen, for, amen, rejecting the knowledge of God and rejecting his word? My brothers and my sisters, I'm telling you, as Apostle Walker always tell me, son, stay focused. Preachers, I want to tell you what she tell me. Stay focused. Don't let stay focused. My granddaddy told me a long time ago when I got ready to start preaching, he said, son, he said, if you're going to be successful, he said, listen, as you go among the people, don't go to the left nor to the right, but stay in the middle and keep your eyes on Jesus. Because everybody always want to pull on you sometimes, amen, for their personal, amen, gain, amen. If you get hooked up in the wrong clique and the wrong crowd, amen, you can find yourself preaching and teaching to please a certain people, amen, and wanting the one who you think is paving your way to like you. My brothers, my sisters, we won't call to be liked. We won't call to be loved. Amen. We will call to carry out, amen, a preaching. Amen. Carry out the teaching of the word of God, which people are going to not like, amen, sometime, because it cuts going four and two. But my brothers, my sisters, the reason why the word of God cuts so is because it's trying to cut that sin fat out your life. Amen. Let God do what God is going to do in your life. Preachers, let us get to our knees. Let us get to our prayer closet. Let us get to our Bibles and ask God, amen, to not let us go in this way that we will preach what they want to hear versus what they need to hear. Preachers, let us fall down on our knees, amen, and ask God to give us, amen, a unified team, amen, of preachers. Stop being jealous of one another. Amen. Stop pulling one another down. Amen. If God called you to preach, study on your gift. The Bible says your gift will make room for you. Stop being jealous of another man's gift. He didn't give that to you. You stand on what God gave you. You do what God told you to do. Amen. And God will take care of the rest. Stop worrying about the big platform. Learn how to be faithful on the small platform. Amen. If he got you in a house, be faithful in the house until he can take you to the church that you want to be in. Amen. Be faithful where you are, and God will lift you, amen, in due season. I got to get out of here. But my brother, my sister, as I leave, amen. So somebody said, well, Pastor, all what you said, where should we start? How do we start turning things around? I'm going to tell you how we start turning things around. Going back to 2 Chronicles about 7 and 14, if my people who are called by my name, if they shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, then will I hear from heaven, and I'll forgive their sin and heal the land. That's it right there. It's not what God is going to do. God is doing what he said going to do. But we have got to come back to the foot of him who's given it all to us. We've got to come back to the foot of Jesus and ask God, Lord, do it again. Lord, do it again. Lord, I'm broken. Do it again. Lord, I need fixing. Do it again. Preachers, we should not be afraid to go to the altar, amen, and ask God to do it again. Amen, amen. Well, oftentimes we let people put us on pedestals that we can't live on ourselves. Ask God to do it again. Ask God to humble us and give us back that genuine thirst that you once had when he called you so we can preach, amen, in freedom and not preach in bondage. I got to go. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Kearney. Thank you, Apostle Watkins. I'm feeling it in my spirit right now, but I got to go. I got to go. Oh, glory to God. I got to go. I feel it right. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I got to go. Listen, until the next time. I may come back and finish it the next time. But listen, let's get back to the word. Let's get back on our knees. Amen. And let's come together. Amen. These gun violence, all this violence in the street, it can be stopped. Amen. But listen, the White House can't do it. The courthouse can't do it. Amen. The police can't do it. Amen. If they could, they would have. But I believe that it's tied up in that second cross. If my people, yeah, if the church would stand up and be the church, we'll see a world change in the world. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. This is Pastor Michael A. Austin. Amen. Pastor of the Old Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. 1857 Flat Rock Church Road. Amen. Service every Sunday at 11 o'clock. Amen. I hope to see you there. Pray for me. Amen. I'll be celebrating 7 years on this coming Sunday. Pray for me that God will keep me in his will so I won't get in his way. God bless. Goodbye.
Pastor Austin, what a powerful, powerful teaching this morning. Want to thank God for your word and definitely a rhema word that is needed at this appointed time, especially as you were speaking about the gun violence in our neighborhood, our community, in the schools. It's everywhere. And you addressed it about my people who are called by my name. And, you know, I thank God for you because that let me know that I'm on course because your word brought forth that. I had addressed something day before yesterday concerning what you spoke about my people. Where can we, as a church? I mean, I'm not just talking about the black church. I'm talking about the white church, the Hispanic church. How can we approach these young people and let them know that the way that they're thinking for is getting in the gangs or going out here robbing and stealing is not the way? How can we address them? In what way?
Well, Pastor, I find this when I got some young men in my church that I often talk to. And what I do is that first of all, when I talk to them, I don't beat them up because I may not have done what they've done, but I've been where they go. I've been where they are. I tell them like my grandmama tell me, I've been twice where they tried to go one time. And how we get them, we got to come down to that level. We got to let them know that we're coming, so we got to understand. What we don't know is that a lot of the young people are acting out, and they're acting out in bad ways because we're not listening. Nobody wants to hear them because we're labeling them before we read the book. Stop calling them thugs. Stop calling them all these names. They're sons. They're somebody's sons. They're somebody's brother. They are young people with feelings, but here it is. Most of them are fatherless. Most of them don't know who their dads are. Some of them have had bad experiences. So before you try to judge a man, find out where they're coming from and ask God to give you the insight and the know-how of how to reach that individual. You may not be able to reach them, but sow some seeds and let them seeds grow. But I approach them in a way that you not come and try to dump in the word on them, but just sit down and listen to them, talk to them, find out where they are, and then God will give God. I found that God would give me an open door to talk with them. I may not be able to bring the Bible in right away, but as they eat, as they feel comfortable with you, and eat, and you know you let them know that you're not coming aggressing them. You'll find that they'll open up, you'll know where they are, then God will give you scripture and word to preach to them.
That's powerful. I like what you said. And I want to thank you. And the reason I asked, I'm reaching out to a lot of the young men. Now, when it comes to the young ladies, I don't get into dealing with the young ladies because I believe that a woman of God can approach them better than a man. But especially with the young men, they are reaching out. They are reaching out because they want some help and they want to be with someone. But we as brothers and sisters in Christ, we can't just, you just said, go at them and put them down, because if they walk into church and they wearing their pants kind of baggy down or not dressed appropriately the way the church is used to being approaching the church, because Jesus said, come as ye are. I mean, you know, when they come in, welcome them in and let them at least receive the word of God. And who knows, they may right then their life be changed. But as you said, we can't beat them down. We got to listen to them. And a good way of listening to them is taking time out and reaching out and let them know that, you know, we love them.
Yes, yes. And Pastor Turner, one of my models is you can't clean a fish until you catch them. I haven't seen nobody clean a fish that haven't been caught yet. But when the word of God hooks them, our job is to feed them. The Holy Ghost will do the rest. And the problem is we're trying to put our way, our will in them. No, just give them the word. Jesus said, if I be lifted, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. And as far as young women, I talk to young women to an extent. Because the Bible tells us, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but rather bring them up in the nurturement of an admonition of the Lord. Let me know that there is a connection not only with fathers and sons, but fathers and daughters. This is why young black fathers and black men, amen, be in your children's lives as much as you can. If your mama got relationship drama, y'all can't be together, you need to make a cordial agreement to be cordial with one another, amen, for the sake of your children's salvation and their lives. Because when a home is broken, you just don't know what that child go through. And I'm speaking not from what I hear, but I'm a product of a broken home I came from. And you just don't know what a child go through when they can't understand their parents are not together no more, and they're wanting to know why. They got questions, but ain't nobody hearing or talking to them. They begin to act out, and they begin to cry for attention, doing things, and then we miss it because we think they're being mean and hateful and malicious. But only thing they do, they're hurting, and they need somebody just to listen at me. I'm hurting. It's just something that, and we're missing it. We're missing it because we are not paying attention, and we are not on our knees, and we are not giving ourselves to God for him to reveal things to us, amen, that is not being told to us.
That's powerful, Pastor Austin, and this comes right behind what you just addressed. And I want to commend you. My son, you probably haven't met him yet, and I told you he's right nearby you. But he had addressed how mannerable your son is. And I haven't even met your son, but he has. And he said that he had the very mannerable young son. And I told him, I said, well, you see where it came from, don't you? So I want to commend you for what you're doing there. You said it starts at home, and I want to thank you, Pastor Austin, for that.
God bless you, Pastor Curtis. And again, I thank you so much for just allowing me to come in and share this platform. I'm blessed by it, and I pray that, and I ask those who are listening to continue to pray for me, that I will be one that God will be found faithful, that he could use in this last day and time. Brother, I've been doing this now. I've been preaching now for 20 years, and but let's say over 20 years I've been pastoring, going on 18, and I've seen a lot of stuff, and have not always been where I am now. But at this point in my life, I'm digging deep into the Word and keep my nose to the grind, because there's somebody out there that wants to know what the Word of God really says. It's time out for giving sugarcoated. We got to give people the meat and the milk of the Word so they can grow, and stop giving them stuff that we just can say we got followers. Preachers, I don't mean to come against your way of doing things, but it's not about how many follow you on your Twitter. It's not about how many follow you on Instagram. It's not about none of that. The Bible says more rejoice over the one than the 99 that need no repentance. If I can just say something to touch one soul, that satisfies me. I say to God be the glory, because he said his word went out and did not return to him void. Amen. And this, my job is to put his word out there. And from his word, I'm not looking for no personal gain. I just want my life to be found in him. That's all I want.
Amen. Pastor, you know, you were addressing this earlier when you were speaking, and you spoke about compromising. You said, you mentioned about, not getting into compromising, but bringing God's word, just like you said. Then you also mentioned about preaching the word of God in season and out of season, and you were talking about, you were talking about the gospel, the full gospel. You know, he gave some apostles. You spoke about the fivefold ministry, And in this day and time, Pastor, we see that. We need the fivefold ministry.
Well, like none other. You know, and I've had people, Pastor Curtis, tell me, well, you know, I'm a New Testament Christian. Well, you can't be New Testament if you don't have any knowledge of the old. because the Bible said man should not live by bread alone, by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The New Testament is a fulfillment of the Old Testament. And Isaiah tells the preachers to cry loud and spare not. And that's a key, and that's such a pivotal scripture right there to me, because he's telling the preacher to cry loud, to spare not. I don't care if it's friends, family, or foe. We got to preach this word of God like it's on an urgent cart, and we got to get it there because Jesus is soon to come. We have got to preach this word. We have got to get this word to people that so they won't. The Bible says it's not his will that any should perish. So we have got to preach it, and we have got to ask. Not only just go out and preach, but wherever the Lord send us, we got to pray about where he's sending us so we can minister correctly. Because you can't take some places the same word you took to another place. You got to ask God for give me the insight, give me a word for this people wherever you're going. That's what we got to do. And, you know, I know we cannot compromise. We can't compromise at no cost, because it is too late in the evening, and too many lives are in jeopardy for us to go in and try to compromise for the benefit of somebody liking us. We won't call to be liked. Jesus said, if they hate you, know that they hated me before they hated you. And then if they hate you, it's not you they hate, it's me in you.
You can't be a follower of Christ if you don't expect to be hated.
No, you cannot. And you cannot lead until you learn how to follow.
Amen.
A lot of people want to jump now and lead their pastors and go start their own work, and they have not been given the clearance by God to do that, and they go out and start their own church. They're defiant. They won't sit up on their pastor. They won't do what they're supposed to do with him, uphold him until God give them what they're supposed to be doing next. And they're leaving, setting up churches, and God ain't told them to do so. And they are defiant. They're out of order. And you're wondering why you're having so much trouble is because what you're saying God told you to do, he didn't tell you to. You're doing it because you got mad. And you thought that you had enough to do it on your own.
Amen. So
when you look back and you ain't got nobody coming to you, don't get mad because you ain't got nobody coming to your worship church, to your worship center, to wherever you started. Because God cannot use you as a leader if you have not been a faithful follower.
That's good. Pastor, so I hear you speaking about as a follower. But let me ask you, I addressed something the other day about the evangelists, those that are called to preach, the ministers. And when you just spoke about if my people, what I see that this society is doing all over the internet, over television, they've got a certain law. They've got certain rules that they are limiting God's word to be addressed over the media. There are certain things that if you address it in a way that is not pleasing to their ears, they will beep out the word that it need to be brought out, or they will edit it and they won't hear the full word that brought forth. So
yeah,
if
I
we don't,
that, Cardi.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
If we as men and women of God don't see how valuable God's word is and what they are trying to do, they are trying to eliminate and close the mouths of the men and women of God that are fully standing up on the word of God.
You're exactly right. And that's what we got to stand on, the word of God. And I may get in trouble for saying this, but it's the truth. If you're going to, and talk about the editing of your sermon and the word of God, they don't want you to say certain things. If you want to be a Hollywood preacher, then you got to preach what Hollywood says. For instance, when Pastor Kim Burrell came out and gave that message about homosexuality, immediately everything she had gained was snatched from her. He lost affiliation with a whole lot of people that was undergirding her and upholding her. We got some tedious subjects in the church that the church don't want to address because of the feeling of the people. And we're not in this. We are not in to appeal to people's feelings. We are in to preach, to save and convict souls. And so therefore, when a preacher, it go preach, when a preacher is teaching, we cannot veer away from what the word says because we have been called to carry out the gospel. Jesus said in 28th chapter of Matthew, he told us, he said, go and make disciples of all men. What are we going to tell them, Jesus? Teaching them the things that you've already observed. Teaching them what you've already been taught. Teaching them, preaching to them the word. The word. There is no other way. It's the word of God. We got to teach the word of God. When Peter was converted and preached after the Holy Ghost fell, and the men said these men are drunk, Peter said, no, these men ain't drunk. It is but 9 o'clock in the day. ABC store ain't even open yet. He said, but what you're seeing is the Holy Ghost. And Peter preached unto those men, was convicted in their heart, asking what must they do to be saved. Peter preached the word. He talked about Jesus. He lifted up Jesus. And that's what we got to get back to. Stay in the word and let people know what the word is really saying. Stop dancing around scriptures to find something that's going to get you, that's going to get people standing up for you and shouting for you. No, sometimes you have to preach, and it's going to be like a drenching rain that people are just going to sit there, and it's okay. I'm saying this right here. I went one time and I preached, and when I preached, I thought I was messing up. Because there was not hardly nobody said amen or no nothing. And I was but I stuck with my task. I stuck with myself. I stuck with the word. And after I got from the preacher, the old lady came up to me, and she had a tear in her eyes. She said, son, she said, whatever you do, don't change. She said, because I've never heard a young man preach like an old man before. She said, you stay where you are. And that encouraged me. We look for applause. We look for people to fall out of the flow. And jump up and down in our preaching to make us think we have done something. No, that is the wrong attitude. Whatever God gives you to do, you do it whether you get response or not. Our job is to sow. God will give the increase.
Amen. He'll do the increase, Pastor Austin. Look, I listen to you. It's so much. And I thank God for Apostle Barbara Watkin and Pastor Gladys Smith, two awesome,
yes,
women of God, and I'm so grateful to be able to fellowship with both of them as well as you. And I was listening to you. Yes, I was listening to you, and you spoke about even about the ABC store when you were talking about Peter. But, you know, they are so close right now to passing the bill, passing the law, that they're going to be able to open the ABC stores on Sundays after 12. Are you aware of that?
I'm aware of that. And Brother Curran, let me tell you something. Anything that the devil can do to get people distracted from Jesus, to get people to do other things on than go to church on Sunday. Check this out. A lot of parents don't even take their kids to church on Sunday morning. I'm riding to church on some Sunday morning, and the soccer fields are full of children. This basketball league, AAU, and all these things that they're doing on the weekends and Sundays, and the families are going to sporting events and they're not going to church. My son played AAU ball, but I let the coach know that he can play. But if you got a game on Sunday, he going to church Sunday morning. And when he get out of church, if he got a game that evening, I let him play. But he's not going to go play ball and not go to church. That was me and my wife rule. And some of the coaches didn't like that. I didn't care. This is my son. And he tells me now that from there he got the nickname Church Boy. I told him, don't worry about that. Don't even worry about it. Because when Satan cannot control you, he cannot distract you, he'll then begin to tease and attack you.
I love that name. That's all right. The reason I say that, if they call him Church Boy, that let them know that there's something he's receiving that they need to be receiving. Yes, sir. So I like that, Church Boy. Yes, sir. And that's what I said earlier. I commend you for what you're doing. He's a good example of what you're doing, training him up the way he should go. And, at this time, Pastor Austin, and I hope you will be able to do this for us. There was an incident this week since we're talking about young people. The young boy went to pick up his sister and I think brother. I think it was two of them. And he went to the apartment and knocked at the wrong door. And when he knocked at the door, they opened fire and shot him in the head. He finally released to come home, from my understanding. He's improving, and they said he's going to, he's going to make it through it. But listening to that, and the enemy, the adversary himself, is seeking whom he may devour, and he'll do anything he can to attack our young people, anyone he can. Mm-hmm. That's an incident that the enemy set up. But I want you to pray before we leave. I want you to pray for these young brothers and sisters out there, those that are homeless, those that are on drugs, those that are prostituting, those that need a father in their life. I want you to pray for that individual, a woman, boy, girl right now, if you will.
I will. To all who are listening to me right now, if you are dealing with such a young person who's just being defiant and you don't know why, or who just going through some things that you don't approve of or do, whatever it is, as we go into prayer, call that child's name out. And then just simply ask the Lord to give you a way to reach them. He'll do it. He'll do it. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we come into you again. And Lord, we're lifting up our children. God, I know you told Hosea that because of what the priest doing, Lord, you'll forget them, even forget their children. But Lord, I pray, God, you will have mercy. Have mercy, Father God, on us. And God, I pray, God, Lord, you would start with us parents, to have us parents, God, to look back again and realize that we need to interact with our children. Cell phones are killing them. PlayStations are ruining them. TV is teaching them all the wrong stuff. But, Lord, when we leave our children to have their way with those things and we never say anything to them, God, we leave the door wide open for Satan to come and have his way. But, Lord, I pray right now, God, Lord, that you would just get a hold of all of us parents, God. Lord, that we will pay more attention to our young people. And, God, we will talk with them. We will pray for them as well as pray with them. And Lord, for the young man who got shot in the head, God, thank you that you spared his life. And God, I ask you, God, to give him a full recovery. And oh, God, I ask you, God, for all these young people, God, who are killing and for whatever the reason, just angry with a gun. Father God, Lord, and take it into the light. God, have mercy right now. And Father God, Lord, help us, Father God, Lord, as the church, it got to start somewhere, Jesus. Help us, Father God, Lord, to get into another gear, Father God, of not just teaching, God, but you say in your word, God, Lord, that something come only by fasting and prayer. And God, help us, Father God, Lord, to turn down these plates sometime, God, and these glasses, Father God, and just look to you and cry out to you, God. But David says you was a present help in a time of trouble. God, you would say that you're not a slumber nor you sleep, God, but you watch it over. So, Father God, I pray, God, Lord, that you would just do that, God. And Father God, help us, Father God, to get in right standings with you. And, oh, God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, God. So when we stand before you, we won't stand in sin and shame, but we will stand forgiven, drenching your blood. Father God, Lord. And sacrificing things, God, that we know that we shouldn't do, God, to do things what we should do, that you can have complete control. Not in our lives, Lord, but in the homes. We need you in these homes, God. Some of these children, God, are in homes, God, that have no father. Some of these children are in homes, God, they're with their grandparents, God, because mom and dad, Father God, are not fit to take care of them. They're nowhere around. Father God, Lord, these children, God. The devil is attacking our children. God, have mercy, God, on our children. God, I pray, God, you will show the schools. Please, sir, show the schools that a resource officer, Lord, cannot calm down violence. But, Lord, because of his outfit, because of what he's wearing, God, you said violence begat violence, But, Father God, if we can just try one time, Lord, to get these schools to reach out and put a preacher also in a place, God, because there will never be no peace until we ask Jesus to come back to our negotiating table. God, we don't need to push Jesus out. But, Lord, let the schools know we need to push him back, pull him back in. Let the courthouse know we need to pull him back in. Lord, the church, we need to pull Jesus back in. We need Jesus in our homes. We need him. On our job, we need him everywhere we go. And so, Lord, have mercy on our children. And, God, I pray, God, Lord, you would touch. Stand up a preacher, God, that will speak to these violent acts of gun shooters, Father God, and cause these men, these assailants, women, whoever they are, to drop their guns, lift up their hands and surrender, and come to Christ so he can save their troubled lives. God, Lord, you know who they are. You know where they are. God, we commit them, submit them to you right now. Lord, for your keeping, for your turnaround, for your dealing with them in your own way. And God, we ask you now to do these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Austin. Thank you so much.
I bless you, Pastor Curtis.
All right, well, you've been listening to Pastor Michael Austin, pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Be sure to join him. That's every first and third Tuesday of each month right here with Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762. Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. They'll be coming forward this Tuesday next week at the same time at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on this Thursday, you can tune in and listen to them live at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Thursday of this week. Thank you again so much, Pastor Austin. God bless you. Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkin, we love you here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. Regardless of what others say, I won't complain.
I I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why? So much pain, but he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. It's dry. 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 He tried! Every one of my tears away. Down my midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home.
but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it? Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
We've looked high and low, still couldn't
couldn't find nobody. Look high and low. Oh, come in, there is nobody. There's nobody crying. Nobody crying. Stay right there, stay right there.
Thank you.